a graphic designer.
Hello.
Where did you?
I was a graphic designer.
Dyslexic ASMR. That would be so terrible.
Sound speed.
Sound speed.
Sound speed.
Are we started? I've already did the countdown.
You didn't get to one. I didn't hear him go to one.
I never get to one.
I didn't hear two. I didn't hear two.
I never.
What's the game?
That's. I've never gotten to two.
So we're playing Go Fish.
Wait, can I get in on this?
You got any?
You got next.
You got any dyslexic pods?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
You want to trade?
I got one too.
I don't know how that works. I'm gonna lay down.
I don't know how to play Go Fish.
Well, you know, you just go to a lake and you fish.
I mean, I understand the concept of going and fishing.
Do you?
So, you just said you didn't know.
I don't know. These games, they have these rules.
So we talked about before. I'm not going to reference an episode because I don't know in which succession it's going to go.
I want to ask a random question.
But you want to ask a question?
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever been knocked out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell me what happened.
So I was in high school. We had gotten a brand new turf field.
Yeah,
which is becoming it became like all the rage after that, right?
But okay,
like now it's going
because
back
you got knocked out.
They're like, oh, dude, Jacob actually shut up. They're like, we should have turf fields everywhere.
Yes.
So I got I was a defender in soccer.
Okay,
and I got hit and landed on the ground, like got knocked to the ground, and I got just
dude, like
knocked
out,
completely blacked out, completely
right.
Got carried off the field, and I was the first concussion in Boyle County High School history on the new turf field.
Oh, wow. Congrats. Yeah. So where's that tattooed on you?
It's... That'd be... This is a family show,
so
I think.
I got knocked out going to work.
Going to work at...
Graphic Images. No, okay. Not Bellamy. Yeah, I had to go to work like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And when I was a graphic designer because I went to college... After that, you know, like, I'd get off at 3.
I thought you were saying, I got up at 3 or 4 in the morning because I went to college. And I was like, woo!
I'm an adult.
Yeah, I did.
I threw it on the ground.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
No, yeah. So, like, I had to go to work early so I could leave early to go take my, like, Photoshop class or whatever I was taking at Miami-Dade. Good college.
Great college.
So, it was raining, which is pretty much Monday, Miami. Like, not rain here is not like Miami rain.
Because, see, I got frustrated with the rain today.
Miami rain is like end of the world Noah rain. That's how it rains in Miami. And it doesn't last that long, so no one carries an umbrella. You just kind of hang out.
You're just like, it's going
to
get me.
But I had to log in, you know?
Right.
I have to log in. So, like, it's just like, kind of rain.
Buckets.
There's a whole story about that. Driving in the rain. That's different. So, like, I'm like, ah, crap. So I got my lunchbox, which was a toolbox that I carried, and I had my stuff. And I jump out of my truck, and I run in. And Charlie, the owner, the manager, he would open the garage door for me, and that's how I would run in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it is pouring
you hit this,
rain.
You hit this door.
Dude, didn't open the door enough. I mean, so like I'm running in as fast as I can, and all of a sudden, I hear my lunchbox like hit the wall all the way on the other side of the warehouse, and I'm like laying flat on my back. And
half your body's in the garage, the other half's in.
No, I'm all the way in.
You're,
I'm like 20 feet in.
Oh,
I run fast.
Yeah, for sure.
So Charlie's like, "Oh my, are you okay?" You know, like freaking out. And I was like, "What happened? I don't even know what happened." So yeah, I just like woke up. So we looked at the door. And I had dented the door with my head.
Oh, my God.
And I missed the handle. They had welded this piece of metal to open it. And I missed it by, like, a couple inches. I would have been scared.
That would have been,
No way.
So is this your way of telling us that you're hard-headed?
I'm very hard. Oh, I have
a
hard
head. I
thought
that was his dyslexic origin story. I thought that's what he's dyslexic. Because maybe...
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
No.
Because it's a superpower. And you have like a story.
You have an origin story.
Origin story. Yeah,
I'll go with that.
Okay, yeah, so maybe
but
that was...
I was knocked out a couple other times.
Me too. I think the viewers are very well aware, without us telling any stories, that we've been knocked out before. I think that's definitely fair.
Yeah.
That's a given. They didn't know I was.
Okay, well, yeah. Fair.
Jacob? You knocked out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fell off a swing.
Oh, wow.
Are you trying to do the backflip thing?
This is a swing.
Where you take the things and so you do the backflip? I was hanging
out with a friend, and we were being stupid, of course, when we're young, even though I'm like 24.
I was about to say I was young.
Young? 24?
So we were trying this thing. Where,
wait a minute. You're 24 now.
He was standing on the other side of the playground, and he like threw a phone, and I wanted to catch it because we wanted to see how it would look.
Threw a phone when he was young.
And so I missed the phone. Missed the phone, backflip, and then my head hit like that plastic thing. And I was knocked out for maybe like a few minutes, and they're like, "You good?" And I'm like, "Yeah." I'm like, "I'm fine." And they're like, "You kind of like knocked out for like 2-3 minutes." And I was like, "Oh, okay."
You're like, "I'm good though.
Yeah.
I'm all good to go."
That's how I broke my arm. But like, so what happened to me when I got knocked out was, this was like kindergarten.
It's like on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah, she knocks me out.
Yeah.
All the time. All the time.
I'm gonna knock you out. Mama said knock you out. Get down.
What happened to me was, I was in kindergarten, 5 years old. This is in like
I was knocked down in kindergarten.
This is in like this is at recess. Well, my classmates, like, we're running straight at each other because we're playing this game, all of us, and like,
it's called running into each other.
I
saw that. It's called Braveheart. And they like run into each other.
Neither one of us yield. And we, and next thing I know, everything's black. And then I hear like a buzzing sound. Like,
oh, I hate when that happens.
Like, the world starts to fade into existence. I'm looking up at a light.
Oh yeah, it's like blurry.
And then, yeah, and
yeah,
then
I've been there.
Like, you just like your first memory. It was like that.
I was like, this is Sunday. What are you talking about?
Like,
I hear crying in the background. I get up. Everyone's looking at me. They're like, is he dead? And then like finally like I sit up and I guess like, oh, either they're like, oh, he's not dead or he's a zombie. But, you know, I just look behind me. I see that the school nurses are carrying this girl away.
Okay.
So,
you knocked her out.
You knocked her out. Because no, Mama said out. Knock her out.
I got knocked out. The nurses had to take her away.
Get down.
So I was knocked out for a good 5 minutes.
Well,
feels like a long time.
You took her out.
Yeah.
Out.
She took
literally.
Me out. She took literally. Me out.
Oh, she was fine? She was like walking around? Cool?
Oh, no. She was crying.
It seems like she was the one that got carried away.
Sorry, so I wasn't listening.
I actually heard.
I got.
I'll have to rewatch this episode.
Yeah, I get distracted. I'm sorry, but everyone's.
Let's.
You're okay.
I'm gonna slide in some dyslexic content if that's okay with anybody
what?
Here.
Why?
Is that all right? It feels like a waste of time, but I'm gonna do it. So UCSF again,
yes.
My new favorite school.
This thing, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing this thing, this project within the dyslexic organization that they built. There called phototyping. Might not be pronouncing it right, but you can look it up. It's
okay.
Called phototyping. It's a phototyping project. It's a full approach to a study or a disorder from every single angle. That's what the term.
Oh man, means. That sounds like Terminus.
Phonotyping, maybe, or phototyping. So
that?
They're literally taking a full approach to a disorder. It seems disorder specific, but we can throw that up. We can throw it up somewhere.
You can't do a full approach. Like, you can do it as many as you know.
Phenotype. It's phenotype.
Ah.
So what do you mean you can't do a full approach?
We have that in rhetoric. It's called terministic screens, and it's like...
No, can you say that? Sorry, can you
terministic
say
screens.
Terministic screens?
Yes. Okay. And it's like looking at things from different angles.
Yep.
And the argument in that theory is that you can't really see everything from every angle because you don't really
know every angle.
But you have a better idea of what something is.
But the idea for
you've
this
looked at it from different angles
is the neural, genetic, cognitive, behavioral expression of dyslexic throughout the lifespan.
That's a lot of words, but
it's a lot.
Yeah.
So it's basically
many words.
It's taking the neural, genetic, cognitive, and behavioral expression.
Okay.
Right. So the brain. It seems repetitive to me.
Yeah.
The brain.
It's like the brain.
And,
yeah, got it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And psychology, right? So it's
you got to have your term in there, though. If you're an academic, you got to throw your term in there.
Of dyslexic throughout a lifespan, their aim is to not only identify language-specific weaknesses associated with dyslexia.
I don't like weaknesses.
That's an odd... See, that's what I'm saying about this whole project is a little weird. I like the idea and I like where they're going at. But
they need
the
to talk to made by dyslexia.
Is, yeah.
Made
well,
by
I'd
dyslexia's
to,
got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I'd also love to talk to somebody at this organization because there's an outreach piece to it where they can talk to people.
Oh, cool.
And like ask about dyslexia.
But I think if you want funding, you have to say like that's what disability.
I was gonna say. Well, you have to do like, that. It's kind of like how PETA started, right? They got to say every animal's abused, right? They got to be like, it's all so we can get the money, right? They got to say this is a problem.
Dyslexia is a real disability, problem. Therefore we need
money. We need money. Yes. And it seems like it's worked because they're in a big institute at a big and school and a big state.
Funding.
Right.
Go.
Do
it.
They're covering in this holistic approach, right? This phenotype, social emotional learning, second language learning. So it is in social, how it is when you're learning a second language.
How about when you're learning four languages?
Right. Adults and aging.
Yeah.
Right. So as you get older, how does it affect you more? Or how does it affect you less? Neuroscience tool development, which I'd love to dive into that.
So I don't even know what that means.
Yeah. I don't know what that means either.
So I'm going to invent scalpels.
Integral neuroimaging. So like what I did, getting MRIs.
Oh yeah, you did all that.
My brain.
Yeah.
And then
MRI.
And then they're being very key with selected publications. So they want to make sure that all the research and data that they get goes out to the proper publications and is open.
Open source. Yeah.
So it's all open source.
I like that.
And then the last thing I wanted to say is their UCSF Dyslexic Center on Instagram. That's what they are.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can put it right there. I loved it last episode when we did that. I went like that, and then Lucas was able to put it up right there. It's pretty cool. You want to take it?
Yeah, I want
to. Okay, so I'm going to take it. Ready? I'm going to put it up, and then you take it.
Take it. And I like,
and it's.
One more time, but with feeling.
Okay, so I'm going to put it up, and then Sean's going to take it.
It's in my brain now.
You put it in your
brain. No, it's in my brain. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the idea. I think it's fun that they're going for something like that and they're trying to push it out there. And I think you're right that they're maybe over-dramatizing it.
They probably need that for funding, though. I get it. Right.
Media, right. It's called the Tiny Tim effect, where...
Oh.
Like in Christmas Carol, how like he was always seen as like... Granted, Tiny Tim did need the life-saving cure, but it's like every time I deal with like disabilities in media, it's usually the Tiny Tim approach where like they're pitied and it's like, oh, they're so sad.
Because that's how you get the
Tiny Tim approach. Sarah McLachlan, like sad poppy.
That's what I was talking. Yeah,
it's really just a giant middle finger to people with disabilities.
Yeah. There's a whole. You ever watch College Humor? There's a whole College Humor.
I used to when they were good.
Yeah, well, they're hit. It's like SNL.
I don't
right?
know.
Like, there's.
I haven't been to college in a long
one
time.
One good one, and there's. Well, you're in college all the time. What are you talking about? There's one good one to their 40 bad ones or whatever. But they did a whole short about how to make your disability or disease marketable. And it's like a joke, but it's also like that's what you have to do to get like.
I need to watch that.
I'm going to GoFundMe. Like, I have cancer, so I'm going to GoFundMe, and this is how I make my cancer like look cool. So that people will donate to it. It's horrible, but it's very on the nose.
Yeah.
Very on the nose. Yeah. I think College Humor
It's
does.
Like Modest Proposal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like that. You're like, ooh, creepy. Yeah. But
so
you make it a point.
I think that they're doing a Modest Proposal for dyslexia on this, but I think you probably have to do it to a degree to get the funding they're trying to get and
we
the
state
they're trying to get it. But I think I'm glad they're doing it, and I'd love to dive into it more in future.
And I hope they work with
in future episodes
made by Dyslexia.
Yeah,
I think
should reach out to them and tell them that they should work with Made by Dyslexia, right? If they're not already synced organizations, and I'd love to see how their funding works because you can donate on their website, but I don't know exactly what that means.
Hmm.
But anyway, I'm excited about it.
Yeah,
I think
that's cool.
I'll talk more about it as I get more information, but it just seems to be getting started.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It's awesome.
Yeah, good time to be dyslexic.
Yes.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of Dyslexics Untied. New episodes every Saturday wherever you get your podcasts. Also, catch us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.